Beginning current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Ayin Vav. We begin 5 lines up from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. It's a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which spoke about the last Malach of the Lamatas Malachas, which our parak was speaking about, regarding the Malach of Eitzav, transporting something on Shabbos from one domain to another domain. And the previous Mishnah said there are two qualifications for something to be considered significant enough for it to be considered Haitzav, for transporting something external of the person on Shabbos. One, that has to be the type of quality that people would store and that it's a significant type of item. And also the quantity has to be something significant enough for it to be considered Haitzah. And our Mishnah continues on the theme of quantity. What are the measurements of certain things that a person would be liable to transport on Shabbos, specifically regarding animals? So the Mishnah begins. Hamaiti Tevin, someone that transports a processed straw. And as the Mishnah is going to say, there's many different types of straw. So Tevin is processed straw. That you're liable if it's kamaloi fifar, if it's a mouthful that fits in the mouthful of a cow. That's the measurement necessary because cows are generally what eat Tevin. And therefore, if it has a mouthful, that's going to be liable for the Haitzah of Tevin. Eitzah, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what Eitzah is. That's kamaloi figomel. If you have enough, that's the mouthful of a camel, which is a larger measurement than the mouth of a cow, because a camel has a larger mouthful. However, if you only take out the amount that would be a mouthful of a cow, which is less, then you wouldn't be liable because it's not fit for cows. Cows don't eat eitzah, only gamalim eat eitzah, and therefore it has to be this larger measurement of kamaloi figomel. Amr, regarding a different type of a straw, which is it's the stalks of the straw. Then kamaloi fitela, then it has to be the mouthful of a lamb. And that is larger than the size of a kid goat's mouthful. And therefore, this amr type of straw, which is not fit for a kid goat, you would not be liable if you take out a mouthful of a kid goat until you have the amount of a mouthful of a lamb. However, grass, as the Mishnah is going to explain, since that's fit both for lamb and for goats, so therefore you're liable even for the smaller share of the mouthful of a kid goat, as the Mishnah says. Asavim, if you're taking out grass, that you'd be liable even if it's the mouthful of a kid goat, which is smaller than the mouthful of a lamb. And then the Mishnah says, Ali shum va'ali b'tzalim, regarding the garlic leaves and the onion leaves, so that depends. Lachem, if they're fresh, which is fit for human consumption, then the shear is kegregris as dried figs, which is for everything that's food items for people on Shabbos, it's always kegregris. But for the mouthful of a goat, it's not, because this moist leaves are not fit for kid goats to eat. It's only to the contrary that humans eat those when they're moist. Yveshim, if it's dry, then it's kamalei figadi, then it's the mouthful of a kid goat, because they eat the dried leaves and the humans don't, and therefore the shear is going to be there, the mouthful of a kid goat, and not the size of a gregers as a dried fig. Then the Mishnah concludes regarding all these different shiurim that we said for all these different items, the emet star from zemze, that they don't combine these different types of foods, the eitzah and the amir and the tevin, all these things do not combine. The reason is, mishlei shov b'shirein, since their amounts differ, and therefore we see that they're considered conceptually different, therefore when you carry them together, they don't combine to create one shear to be chayiv on haitzah. So now the Mishnah explains one of the cases, my eitzah. What is this type of a straw that we said that's used for the camel? And that's what camels eat, and therefore you have to have the mouthful of a camel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, teven shel mina kitnis. It's the straw of different types of beans. That type of straw is the type of straw that camels eat, and therefore it has to be that amount, because cows, which are a smaller amount, don't eat that type of a straw. So the Gemara says, Kiyasra of Dimi Amar, I said a following case. Hamaitzi teven kemloifi fara legomel. If someone takes out processed straw in the amount of a mouthful of a cow, but he's bringing it out for a camel, and that is, the mouthful of a camel is larger than the mouthful of a cow. And therefore, Tevin is fit for the mouthful of a cow, but he's not bringing it out for the cow, bringing it out for the camel. So therefore, he says, it's a machleikis. And the Gemara says that Ba'ur to Amir Biyachanach, it's only when he was saying over the Salacha, this machleikis, he says, only at night Rabbi Yechanan said this. However, Litzafra Hadabi, in the morning he retracted and he agreed that the Allah is that you're potter. So the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael commented on this, Shapra Avid Hadu, Rabbi Yechamah did very well that he retracted the holy Chazi Lagamah, because it's not fit for a camel. In other words, he was transporting it out for the camel. And the mouthful of a camel, which would make it significant for a camel, is only something that size. But he was bringing out Tevin, which in the size of a mouthful of a cow, which is a much smaller size mouth than a camel, and therefore it wasn't fit for what his purpose was, which was for the camel, and therefore, of course, it's considered insignificant, there via potter. Bamli Abai, Adrabba, Abai says, to the contrary, Kedimi Karmastab, it makes more sense the way Rabbi Yochanan originally had said, that he's going to be chayiv, Dochazi Lapar, because it is fit for a cow, and therefore, he is transporting a sheer chashuv of this food item of Tevin, and therefore it doesn't make a difference whatever you're taking out for, it still won't be excluded from this shear, because since Tevin is fit for cows, and you're taking out that amount, so that's already considered a significant amount of this food item. So although you're taking it for a camel, which for a camel it's not significant, but that doesn't make a difference what you're taking it out for, since for cows it's significant, therefore this food item already has significance, and therefore you should be chayv. So the Gemara hears this logic and retracts this what was said. Rather, when Ravin said, he said, whoever takes out this processed straw, the amount of a mouthful of a cow, which is always how we designated the tevin, because cows are usually the ones that eat tevin, but he's taking it out for a legumel for a camel, there no one argues, as we said, that you'd be liable, because you have the shear, which is fit for a cow, and therefore that's as our previous Mishnah had qualified, it's kosher latzni, it's something that's fit to store, because cows eat it, and it's also the amount that people are matzni in kamayu, that's how they store it, because cows eat that mouthful, and you have that amount. So therefore, of course, you're going to be liable, even though you're taking it out for a camel. Ki pligi, when was this machlekes in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish? That was b'mitzi eitza kamloifi far lafar, that's when you're taking out eitza, which is generally something that only camels eat. You're taking that out in amount of a mouthful of a cow for cows. And that's generally not fit for cows, only under extreme circumstances that they'll eat eitzah. As we said, it's only fit for camels, but this person's taking it out for a cow. And the ipch itmar, and the machlekes was said in the reverse way. Rabbi Yechon am a pater, Rish Lakish am a chayim. Rabbi Yechon was the one that said that you're exempt in that case, and Rish Lakish said you're chayim. And the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yechon am a pater, Rabbi Yechon says you're pater, because it's fit for camels. And for camels, you didn't take out that amount because a camel's mouthful is much more than a cow's mouthful, and you only took out a cow's mouthful. And if you're saying that you took it out for the purpose of a cow, and that for a cow you have the requisite amount, however, on that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Achila de'etchak lishme achila. Achila that would only be under duress, under extreme circumstances, that's not considered eating. And therefore, we don't estimate the amount of this eitzah regarding a cow. So although you're taking it for a cow, and it's a cow's mouthful, which means the cow will eat it, however, since it's only under extreme circumstances that it'll eat it, we do not consider it as that's a food item for the cow. And therefore, it's considered insignificant in your chanachayev an eitzah. Rish Lakish says that you are liable because he holds achila de'etchak shmei achil. He holds that since under certain circumstances the cow would eat this eitzah, and therefore, if you're taking it out for the cow and the cow's mouthful, then you will be liable even on the eitzah, even though it's less than the camel's amount. And although it's usually just for a cow, but since in the circumstances the cow will eat it, therefore you will be liable because achila etchak shmei achila. So the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said, "Amr kamalei fitle." That regarding this amr straw, that's the amount of a mouthful of a lamb. So the Gemara asked, but Tanya ki gregis, we learned in the Braisa that seems to contradict that it's not the amount of a mouthful of a lamb, rather it's the amount of a gregis as a dried fig. Now the Gemara says, idvi dechad shiruhu, the amount of a mouthful of a lamb is the exact same amount as a dried fig, and therefore it's not a contradiction. The Gemara continues quoting from the Mishnah that said, ali shum v'ali b'tzalim, regarding the garlic leaves and the onion leaves, so it depends. Lachem, if they're fresh, that's kegregris, that's the amount of a dried fig, because that's fit for human consumption and not for animals. Vivashim, and if they're dried, then that's only fit for animals, not humans, so therefore there the shear is kamalei fi'agdi, that's the amount of the mouthful of a lamb. Then the Mishnah concluded, ve'emet star from Zemzeh, that all these different amounts cannot combine, since they don't have the same amount, therefore they're conceptually different, so each one of these things, even if you take out half of this one, now they fit the shear, it won't work, each one has to have their own amount to be liable for the chiv of itzah. However, the Gemara does say, Amir B'yis Reb Chanina, he qualifies this, and he says, ve'emet star from lochamesh aben, when the Mishnah said that they don't combine, it's for the one that's the most stringent of the two, and that is, the one that has a larger amount is considered more lenient because you need more to make it considered significant. So that larger shear will not combine to be mashlim the shear of something that's more chamer because it's not as chashiv as that thing. However, the thing which is more chashiv is mashlim that will complete the more lenient shear, which is the larger amount. As the Gemara says, I'm mitzar from lekal shabhan, but it will combine with the more lenient of the two. That's for example, if let's say you take tevin, the processed straw, which is more chamer because it's even a smaller amount of the mouth of a cow, and it's already considered significant with that small amount, that would be mitzvah, that would combine with eitzah, which is more lenient, because that needs a much larger amount, which is to complete the amount of the mouthful of a camel. And however, in the reverse, but eitzah, which needs much more, so we see it's more insignificant, because it needs that much more to be considered significant, that would not be mitzvah with tevin, with straw, to complete the mouthful of a cow. So therefore, let's say you have like a 3/4 of a mouthful of a cow, and then you add a quarter of the Eitzah, that's not considered as a chashav of an item because that needs much more to be considered significant. That would not be mitzvah. That's as we say that it's only not mitzvah for the chamash of hen. But in the reverse, the tevin would be mitzvah if, let's say, the Eitzah is missing a quarter and you take a quarter of tevin, that would be mitzvah for the kal shebehen because it's almost like a kal sheken, like a kal v'chaymer, because the more stringent for sure could combine. That was the statement of Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina. And that the Gemara asks, v'chol d'lei shav b'shirayim mi mitzvah, is it true that anything that's not the exact amount to make it liable, that'll be mitzvah with something else, even when we're going to take something that's more chamer with the thing that's more lenient to be mitzvah? But now we learn the Mishnah that seems not like that. This Mishnah speaks about the minimum size that something has to be, an article, a kli, to be mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says, habeged gimel al gimel, regarding a cloth, it has to be at least 3x3 tfachim, that's to be mekabel the tumah of medris of a zav. A zav is a certain type of tumah that comes out of a person's body when he sits or pushes down on something, it transmits tumah to that object to become an avatumah. So a cloth has to be at least 3x3. Vasak dal adal, a sack has to be 4x4. V'ha'or hey al hey, a hide has to be 5x5. And mapitz vavavav, a mat has to be 6x6. But Tani Alam, we learned on this, regarding this Mishnah, we said that habeged vasak, which is 3 and 4 respectively, and hasak v'or, and the sack and the hide, which is 4 and 5 respectively. And ha'or v'amapitz, and the hide and the mat, which are 5 and 6 respectively, which are, they're both the ones near each other, shear, mitztarfim zemzeh, they do combine one to the other. That is, for example, the beged, which is the mohammed to go on, that's 3, only needs 3x3, would complete the amount of a sack, which needs 4x4, and that is, a sack is different than a garment, because a sack is made out of the goat's hairs. So therefore we see that they are mitztarf. Said, what is the reason that they do combine? They're different shirim, how can they combine? So he said, since they're fit to be metame moishav, and that is, if you would combine the two different types, let's say the goat hairs of the sack and the regular wool or whatever it is from the garment, that you would put them together to make a patch on the saddlecloth on the donkey to make the shear of a moishav of a zav, if you would combine a tefach, one tefach by one tefach to sit on it, it would be mitama and avatum by the Moshe Bezav, as in the Braisa, that whoever takes from all these different items from the sack and from the cloth, a tefach on tefach, it will be mekabotum and Moshe, as the Gemara in the first paragraph of Sukkot says, since it's fit to make a patch on the donkey, because no one cares, no one's particular, it's from two different types, because it's just a saddle cloth of a donkey, and therefore the patch that I'll take from all these different types. So therefore, Reb Shimon said, that is why they could combine to be mekabel their tumah on the respective shiurim, if it needs 3x3 or 4x4, because since in a certain item they would be used together, so therefore they combine. On that, the Gemara says, time and they ruin the time of Moshav. So the whole reason why Reb Shimon said in that case that they would combine is only because they are fit to be used together in a certain situation, which is to be mekabel the tumah of Moshav, of sitting, when again they used to patch the saddlecloth. But from that mission you see, but if it's not fit, if it wouldn't have a certain area where they are used together, they're always used separate, then they wouldn't combine even the Mohammed Degashid with the Mokal Degashid. You wouldn't be able to take the cloth, which only necessitates a smaller amount of 3x3, even for the sack, which is the more lenient that needs 4x4, even then you wouldn't. It's only because in certain area, let's say by the saddlecloth, that they're actually used together to Metamim Aisha, but if not, it wouldn't be. And therefore, regarding our case of the different food items, of the tevin and the amir and all these different things that the eitzah that the animals eat, so the animals, they don't eat them mixed together, and therefore they're never used together. So therefore, even the Mohammed de Gashir, l'chair you can't use for the Mokal de Gashir. So how could we say this statement that they're only not mitzdar from the lenient to the chamer, but the chamer they're mitzdar to the lenient? And that the Gemara says, Amarava, we continue on to Amid Beis, that hacha na michazi. No, it's not true. Even in our situation, they are fit to be used together, these different food items. When is that? Animals don't eat them when they're together. And the reason is ledugma, when it's being used as a sample. That is, if someone wants to sell all these different types of animal feed. So he gathers them all together and he puts it in front of his window to show what he has to sell from all the different types. And he wants that they should be stuck together. And that's because since they're very small, each one, the wind will blow it away. So therefore, in those cases, he wants to put the tevin and the umr and the eitzah, all of them together. So therefore, at least in that scenario, you would want it together. So it is fit at some times to be together. Therefore, the chamer de geshita would be mitzvah with the kal, just like we find regarding the garments, that if one situation, they would be together. So therefore, then you could take the chamer de go on and be mitzvah with the kal, and that's the same in our situation. So the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, the final Mishnah of our Perek, that continues the halacha of the malacha of hoitza, of transporting something from one domain to another on Shabbos. Now it continues with the food items of a human being. Hamoitzi oichem, someone that transports food items, that's again for food items of a human, k'gregus chayv, all the food items of a human have the same share of a dried fig. Umitztarfim zem zem, therefore they do combine one with the other. That's all the food items of a human, and since they do have the same amounts, they're all judged with the share of gregus, whereas we said by animals, since they have different shirim, they're not mitztarf. However, although we say that all the food items are used and they're measured with the share of gregus, that's chutz mikiplasim, that's except the shells of the food, because that's not considered a food, and therefore it does not complete the share of a gregus. Figarinei, and the same applies to the pits. Vuktzei, and then their stems, and the stem is like the tail of the fruit, which is just a piece of wood, therefore it's not considered a fruit to be mitztar for the share of itza. And if it's only gregus together with the stem, it won't be, you won't be doing the isim alach of itza. The same goes with suban umursinan, same goes for the coarse bran and for the fine bran. The coarse bran is the shell of the wheat, which falls off because of the pounding, and the fine bran is that which gets left over at a later part of the process in the sieve when they're sifting it. That's the fine bran. So all those things are not considered part of the food item, so they're not mitzvah for the shear of itzav gregus. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree, chutz miklipi adashin, except for the shells of lentils. And that is, you're right, all shells are not mitzvah, as you said. Besides the shells of lentils, that it would be mitzvah. And the reason is, shemis pashlisman, since the shells of lentils are cooked together with it, so therefore we view it as part of the food, as we see that they cook it together. That's excluding the outer shell of the lentil that it grows inside of it, that falls off during the harvest, that would not be included. It's only the shell that's cooked with it, that would be mitzvah with the lentil itself. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, one of the things we said that's not mitzvah for the food item, because it's considered not part of the food, and the Gemara asks, is it true that the coarse and fine bran are not mitzvah, they do not combine with the food item to be considered an oichel to be chayv hitzah? But now we learn in the Mishnah in Chala that says, chameshes revoim kemach v'oid, that 5/4 of a kav of flour and a little bit more, chayev mechal, that's a share of chal. And we say, what's that including? Hain, that's the flour, v'suban umursinan, and the coarse bran and the fine bran. So therefore you do see that it's considered part of the food item to be included in the share of chal. So therefore it should be included in the share of itzah. And that the Gemara says that chal is different than itzah. Am abayish can only oichel pita be'isa belusa, because a pauper, he eats his bread as in the form of impure dough, which means to say that when it's mixed with the coarse and the fine bran, that's how he eats it. He's not going to take out the bran, and therefore it's considered, as the pasuk requires for challah, lechem aretz, the bread of the land, and that's called lechem aretz, and therefore it's chayv and challah with that share of the bran inside of it. However, regarding the share of hoitzah for Shabbos, you need something, as we said before in the previous Mishnayos, that's considered chashuv, significant. And bran, whether coarse or fine, are generally not considered part of the bread. It's not utilized in that fashion. So therefore, we don't consider it part of the shear of the haitzah. And that's why haitzah is different than the shear of challah, which will still be included in lechem ha'aretz, even with the bran, because that's how poor people eat it. So the Mishnah concluded that Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you that the shells are not mitzvah, except for the shells of lentils that are cooked with it, and therefore it's considered part and parcel of the food item. So the Gemara asked, Adoshim in Pulin Loi, is it true that only lentils he argued regarding the shells, but not regarding beans? But Batanul in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Mechutz Meklibi Poilin, Vadoshim. He said, I agree with you except for the shells of beans and lentils. So why in our Mishnah didn't include beans? And that the Gemara says, Lakasha. Ho Bechadati, this Braisa that said it was excluding the shells of beans also, that was talking about fresh beans. There, those shells are mitzvah, they combine. Ho Batiki, our Mishnah was talking about old beans. And the Gemara asks, Atiki my time alive, why regarding old beans are the shells not going to be mitzvah to combine? On that I'm Rebbe Vob, Nishanirin Kizvuvin Bekar, because there, when they get old, since they get black, the shells, so they look like flies in the plate, and therefore no one's going to want to have it in there and eat it, so therefore when they get old, then even he would agree that the shells of the beans would not be mitzvah, because nobody wants it in the food item, so therefore you're not going to cook it together, and therefore don't consider it a food, and therefore you're not chayv on it. Hanulach Klal Gadol, that we shall return to you, Perek Klal Gadol, the 7th Perek Masechta Shabbos, which spoke about the majority of it regarding the Lamatas Malachis, the 39 prohibited activities on Shabbos. Now we continue with the next Perek, Perek HaMoitzi Yayin, and this follows the theme of the previous Mishnayos that we just learned regarding the Halacha Beitzah and the requisite amounts to be chayiv on the Hatzah of those items. So the Mishnah begins, HaMoitzi Yayin, someone that takes out wine, that is undiluted wine on Shabbos, Kedei mezig is a kais. The shear to be liable for it is if it's the amount that can be mixed to make a cup of wine. That is the amount that you put of undiluted wine into a cup to add on water to mix it, kelchasa, how much it's supposed to be. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what type of cup are we talking about, that you're taking this undiluted wine and mixing with water. What size cup are we talking about? That we're saying that if you take that amount of undiluted wine, almost a concentrate, that you'd be liable for it on that, because that's considered chasa, because with this concentrate of wine, you can make a cup of wine that's significant to drink. Next item, chal of milk, is kedei gemir. The amount that could be swallowed, that's considered significant. Devash, honey, kedei litna lakasas, is the amount that can be put on a sore. Rashi says either it's a reference to the sore that's on the backs of the horses and the camels, which carry these heavy loads, and therefore they get these wounds on their back. Or he says from his teachers that it's a wound that someone gets on the back of his hand or on the back of his foot. Either way, it's a sore, and the honey helps soothe that wound. So it's the amount that can be put onto that type of wound is already considered chasha. Shemen, the amount for oil to be liable, is kei losach ever cotton, the amount to anoint a small limb. If you have enough to do that small limb, that's already enough to be considered significant amount. Mayim, the share for water, is kedei loshav be'emes akila, is the amount that can be mixed with an eye salve that can be used for the eye. So again, if it's even so minute, but it's enough to be utilized for a significant purpose of putting an eye salve, that's already considered a share to be chayav anitz on it. However, shar kol mashkan, all other types of beverages, revias, their share is with revias, which is an egg and a half, which is a quarter. That's why it's called revias, is because it's a quarter revias of a lug, which is a different shear that's approximately around 5 ounces or 3.5 ounces, is machlekes in the paiskim. But that amount would be the shear for other mashkin, because that's what it's fit for drinking, for consumption, and that requires at least revias. V'chol ha-sheifchin, and all wastewater, these are things that are poured out, these are spoiled water, and the Gemara is going to ask exactly what is it fit for. All these things we said, as in the previous parak, there has to be things that are fit to store, and an amount, here we're talking about amounts, but why would someone use wastewater in the first place? But the Mishnah says that this wastewater has to have a revias to be chayiv haitz on it. However, Shimonoima, he argues on the Tanakam. He says, kulan revias. All the things that we mentioned in the Mishnah up until now, even the undiluted wine and the milk and the honey, all of them, you're liable only for the share of revias. And we didn't say all these different shiurim of the amount to put on a sore or the amount that could be used for an eye salve, only for the people that stored. And that is all the shiurim that the Mishnah said was for those who store it. And then the one who stored it, he takes it out. Then he's liable for that amount. But for everybody else that takes it out with that amount, let's say for an eye salve or the amount that can be put on the sword, then everyone else would not be chayav until they take out a shear of revias. And the reason is because Reb Shimon holds that the one who stores it himself, he requires a minimum amount. And however, less that minimum amount, let's say for the eye salve of water, or let's say the honey for the sore, even if he stores it and he shows that he considers it significant, still he holds you would not be chayav. As we brought in the previous parak on Ayin Hayim and Beis, the Reb Shimon does not hold to the concept of whatever is not fit to be stored, and it's not stored in that amount, but that the person himself does it, that he would be liable on it. Rather, Reb Shimon holds that even the person himself, if it's something that this is not the amount, the type of thing that the quality would be stored, or it's not the amount that normally would be stored, then even the person himself that stores it, he would not be liable. The Tanakama over there that we mentioned, the Mishnah, said that no, the one who stores it shows for himself that it would be considered chashim, and he would be liable even less than that. Shimon says no. There's a certain minimum we allow. And even if you store it, it does not make it significant. Even you would not be chayav anitzah. And all this Shuman Mishnah that says that kedei gemia and for the sore, that's for the person that stores it. But for everybody else, then it requires even a higher amount of revias and less than revias. No one would be, those other people would not be chayav on haitzah. And that's why Reb Shimon argues on the Tanakam over here, that the Tanakama says that for everybody would be these minimum amounts. Reb Shimon says, no, these minimum amounts are only for the person that shows that for him it's significant and he stores it with those minimum amounts, he would be liable. But everybody else is only with revias. So now the Gemara explains our Mishnah that started off the first topic was the one of wine. So Tanu learned the Braisa, Kedei Mezig is Kois Yofa. The Braisa explains not just enough to mix a cup of wine, it would be enough to mix a nice cup of wine. Oh, my Kois Yofa, what does it mean, a nice cup of wine? So the Gemara says, Kois Lebracha, it's a reference to a Kois of blessing, which is always a reference used for Birch Samos and for benching, where the Chacham required it to make it nice. As the Gemara in Brachas, the Avnon Aleph says, it requires Eter, which is crowning, which there's a few interpretations over there, either to crown it with students around you, or with many different cups around it, or by Eter, of covering your head by wearing a hat or a talus, to wash the inside of the cup and the outside of the cup, to use it with undiluted wine initially, and to fill it up all the way to the top. So that's considered a Kois Yofa, that's a Kois Lebracha. The Gemara explains how much is this, how much is required for Kishel Bracha, that we say that an undiluted amount of wine, you'd be liable if you would mix it and it would make that amount. And that the Gemara says, Rav Nachum, Rav Barabua, Kishel Bracha, Tzarech Sheyehe Bei Revei Revis. A Kishel Bracha requires that the wine should have, this undiluted wine should have a quarter of Revis. And that is a quarter of Revis of a look. And that is why Kadeshim is again, so that when you mix it with water, which you take three parts water with one part wine, that's how they would do the meziga, the dilution, the yama revias, and ultimately it'll end up being a revias halug. That's the shear that you need to have shakesh bracha. It has to be revias, as we know from all our cups. Again, either 3.5 to 5 ounces, basically. So therefore, if you take that amount of wine, which is very little bit, but if you mix it with three parts water, it's going to go ahead and be revias. So then you're liable for that amount of wine because that's considered chasha. Because since when you mix that concentrate of wine together with the amount that they always, how they used to mix in those days, because their wine was very strong, they would dilute it with three parts water and one part wine. That's the amount you have to have, which is a quarter of a revias. Because now when you take a quarter with three quarters and you mix it together, then you'll have the revias. That's the shear of our Mishnah when it says that a yan yabichayev, if you could mix it, a migiz zigiz hakais, it means a migiz kais yafa, which is the migiz kais yafa of a birchas amazon, which requires to have a revias. And when you take one quarter of an undiluted wine with the three quarters of water, you'll have your revias of the kais shabracha.